If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
It's a older loop. They'll be looping junior high, 7th and 8th grade through high school.
Okay.
So 7 through 12 will be on a loop today. It's a wide load Wednesday. Wide load Wednesday. And Shindaddy will be conducting a class and then a true drive to Wausau and back on teaching kids how to drive, how to be the lead car for the wide loads that come down the rural roads.
Kidding me.
So they're teaching someone, you know the wide loads,
and
they're hauling like a some giant piece of equipment, or sometimes it's just like
a house.
Sometimes it's a house. They're taking a house on there, and someone has to lead them. Yeah, it says right there on the front, what's it say? Wide load.
Yep.
It's Wide Load Wednesday. So no one knows this. You have to go through a very elite training program to be that person to run the wide load, to drive that vehicle with it's got the flashing light on it.
Mm-hmm. How we know that.
How
car.
Far ahead are you?
They get sometimes too far ahead.
Yeah, and all of a sudden now you have a problem because if someone tries to pass, get in between.
You're in between.
Now you have a breach of security. There's a breach then, and that's what they talk about: how to avoid the breach, how to be cognizant of what's going on over hills. Let people know there's a wide load coming.
Good point.
You don't just let it be.
Nope.
So it's Wide Load Wednesday. So they'll loop 7th graders, 8th graders, 9th, all the way through. And you will get a chance to take, you'll be taught, you'll take a test, then you'll go out and you'll drive a wide load.
A 7th grader.
In 7th grader, yes. They get a chance. It's an apprenticeship. And so Steve's teaching an apprenticeship on Wide Load Wednesday.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, something people don't think about, but it's very important.
I've thought about when wide load car is too far ahead.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah.
Too far ahead.
Yeah, it's a hit show. Yeah, we don't need it.
What are you doing way up there?
Yeah, what's
I could just slide in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Or how about you come over the hill and all of a sudden, whoa, wide load!
Right.
And no, you got to have it up on top of it. They're far enough to be the alert. So you see that car. You don't want to be all of a sudden you see the car in the same time you're all of a sudden you're in the ditch. All of a sudden you have to take it in the ditch. Yeah, not good.
Wow.
So Wide Load Wednesday. Good. The loop.
Today it's a service. Loop.
It's a service. And he's talked to the school board, got it all worked out.
God dang, that's a lot.
It's a lot for Shindaddy.
And there's probably insurance.
What's that?
He has to get
insurance for everything. They sign a waiver also.
Waiver. That's the word I was looking for.
There's a waiver that they sign.
Gotta have the waiver.
Shindy's
Your parents had to sign it last night. They had to take it home with them. So Cindy gave a presentation at the school yesterday.
So I'll tell you one thing. It won't be disruptive to the banking.
No.
You might walk in, not even know what's going on.
What we just. Well, they do have a car outside, and they do have a giant house on a trailer.
So it is a house.
So okay. It's a house.
Okay.
So they might notice.
I was curious what was being pulled here.
They might be
a bunch of kids.
And there's going to be a seventh grader getting in the lead car, so it might cause some stir. So just so you know.
House keeps going back and forth.
And there's
Main
a
Street.
Bunch of kids in the bank, probably.
Yes.
They're waiting for their turn.
Waiting for their turn after class is over.
You would wonder. Yeah.
What's Wide Load Wednesday.
This should be a fun day at Midwest Bank in Creighton. Thank you, Shin Daddy.
Can you imagine going to NetBank and somebody saying, well, it's Wide Load Wednesday. That's what's going on.
It's pretty simple.
It's Wide Load Wednesday.
What do you mean what's going on? It's standard procedure around here. Come on.
You signed your waiver? Absolutely. There were waivers yesterday.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Curious. What are the Bill has coached these games, so I'm curious for you, especially Bill. What are the advantages and disadvantages of playing Week Zero? Nebraska played back to back years. They played Illinois in Week Zero on the road in Champaign, and they played, of course, in Dublin, Ireland against Northwestern Week Zero. What would you prefer if you were?
There's probably going to be an extra bye week for you also somewhere in there if you're a Week Zero. So it's going to gain you that, which is would be an advantage. You'd probably have to go through. What's your schedule look like, Steve? Can you pull up Iowa State schedule State schedule?
I got this.
And just go through and just say, take a look when their bye weeks are. Mm-hmm. So that'd be one I'd like to know. Is it just the standard, you know, sometimes there's some people just have one. Is it the standard two or is it go to three?
Iowa State?
Yeah.
Iowa State.
Let's start with that one.
Okay, so let's just go through. It's all we need to know is one of them. So they go.
Okay, so they August 23, then August 30, then September 6th. They have a bye week after their September 13th game.
Okay.
At Arkansas State. Then there's a bye week till September 27th.
Okay. So they have two early then, so two early bye weeks early.
Wait.
Is that you're saying, Steve? So by the end of September, they're going to have two bye weeks.
No, just one.
Just one.
And then let's see if there's a one later. Yeah, there is. I mean, there's one immediately, October 11th. Then they don't play till October 25. So they play at Colorado October 11th, and then they're off until they play BYU October 25. Okay. So they got two bye weeks before the end of October is what they have, which is...
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'd say that's advantageous.
So is there one? Because Nebraska has two bye weeks.
Right.
Yeah,
also.
And it might just be that just how it's bumped out to have the schedule. So I didn't know if they gained a third or not. Is it go as it keeps going from?
No,
there's not another one. Try Kansas State because Nebraska has two. So I didn't know if sometimes if you got an extra one from playing zero. The next thing would be that it's not a huge advantage. You get going earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of that. I'm not.
Why?
I'm not a huge fan of that because first of all, the season's long anyway. Mm-hmm. Both of these teams plan on being in the Big 12 championship.
Absolutely.
Game. So this loser of this game takes a shot. And you're doing in Ireland. Yeah. It's a shot.
Good point.
And the winner obviously very happy, but and then both of them I think play the next week, which is hard. But now the good part is remember this, the plus is you get to see things. There's not a lot of kids have been to Ireland.
That's what Neuheisel says.
If you bring someone out and just say, okay, let's just go through our roster here, Iowa State. Everyone raise your hand, players, who's been to Ireland? And there might be one. And so it's like, okay, we're going to Ireland, so this is going to be cool.
Experiences are
really, really cool. So, and the stadium you guys have been in, really
yes,
cool.
Aviva
the
Stadium.
The setup is cool.
We all three have been there.
Yes.
How about that? The stool's been.
We've all been the same game, the same time.
Kansas State it's a similar situation to Iowa State. They have two bye weeks before the end of October.
So maybe if they move the bye weeks up, potentially.
Hey, wait. Hold on.
They should have three bye weeks.
They have three bye weeks.
They should have three bye weeks.
But Iowa State didn't have three by one.
You're positive on
you
that.
You sure on that?
You double check.
I think Iowa State. I don't have my magazine up.
So that would
I'll get it.
So that's what you would gain is three bye weeks.
God dang. Yeah. Three bye weeks. Okay, I'm looking at Iowa State again, Jake. I got it right here.
I have it up too.
So they
You're right. They play the first 4 weeks. No bye week until, like I said, the 20th. Uh-huh. Then they're off on the 18th of October. Uh-huh. And then they're off the 15th of November. So they do have three bye weeks for
Steve,
Iowa State.
See what happened?
They play Iowa State. They play TCU November 8th. Then they have Kansas November 22nd. They are off November 15th.
So there it is.
Three bye weeks for Iowa State.
Oh, I missed the November 15th one. I'll be damned. Yeah, it's my bad. So they have three bye weeks.
Three bye weeks. Damn. So that would be an advantage.
Yeah.
And also, but sometimes is it an advantage? You'd like to have those, but if you're rolling,
I know
things are going really good and you're pretty healthy, you kind of want to keep playing. You kind of want to keep playing because how you manage those bye weeks are different. And imagine you might manage a little bit different between the first one to the third one. But think about that. Three bye weeks is a lot.
That makes for a long season. Although, does it shorten it? Because you get a break.
The break is nice, and how you handle them. When you really give them, I mean, anymore, it used to be, honestly, when you first had bye weeks, it was like, whoo, you didn't miss much of anything. It was like you're practicing all the way up till Friday. You just had Saturday off. Sometimes you had Friday. Now coaches are much more, hey, we really kind of need a break on this. We need a little, we got to do this and this and sharpen some things up, and we're going to go on the road recruiting.
That makes you nervous, doesn't it, though, as a coach, when you just, like I saw – during the Pelini era, they had a bye week, and it just seemed like they're jacking around. Like I was just like, "Well, this is ridiculous."
But yeah, it's tough.
But maybe they were. That was the strategy. Yeah, we're just gonna jack around.
And I don't think any point in time that anyone said, "What do you guys think about the bye week? You're gonna jack around." I don't think that was said. I don't think Bo or Brad. Yeah, what are you gonna do? Just any sort of tomfoolery or any sort of buffoonery, it'll be welcomed at practice.
I was a
people
little
not
taken
paying
aback.
Attention. Yeah, that's. I don't think that was part of the plan.
Maybe it wasn't defined that way.
What
or
you
verbalized
like, what
that
you
way.
Like to do is,
hey, we're gonna jack around this week.
You want to have a very crisp but shorter practice.
Yeah,
we're gonna be out here for an hour.
That's what I would do.
But you have to amp it up because I'm telling you right now, how many times are you gonna see the people goes, I don't understand this. Well, why are we flat? It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. So for 12 games, just a regular season, for you to have your unit ready to go and your team, you can go through. You can go through them almost every week after about week three or four, and all of a sudden you go, "What is going on? Did you not say what is going on last year against Purdue?"
Yes, yes.
I mean,
yep.
You see it all over the country.
All over the country, every team. This is every team. Yeah. Yeah. You'll see that. I mean, how many times have you seen Georgia? All of a sudden you go, "What is
down,
going
down
on?
21.
They're what is going on with Georgia? They're at or what's going on with Alabama at Vanderbilt?
Why is Western Michigan beating Ohio State in the shoe?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on here?
Right.
Like that. There's it happens all the time. If you think that just like, well, it's just 12 games, you have them ready to go. No,
nope.
It doesn't happen.
Nope.
So you got it. So it does give you a chance, hey, to when to amp it up and when to kind of have them ready to go. The number of times you felt it during the week, we've kind of said like, hey, we're not right. And you feel it. We're not right. Mm. Something's not right. And sometimes it's just because, you know why? Especially in college, all you do is practice.
Yeah.
It's year round.
Yeah.
The NFL doesn't do that. Now they're adults. That's mm-hmm. different. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like this in the past. It's year round. These guys, when they'll run some play in the game, Nebraska will, on Thursday night, that they've run like 400 times. Mm-hmm. You know, like that. And then sometimes you go, and then they'll have an error in it. It's like, how'd you have an error? How'd that happen? Well, it's just sometimes you just get to the point where I'm sleepwalking through it, where it's like, hey, this is a new play. I got to nail it. So,
hey, that's when did it go to year round, basically? I mean, essentially.
When they started making the rules of that, hey, you can do walkthroughs, you can do different things.
Was that? Approximately. Give me an approximate.
Was it right before COVID? And
okay, that's what I was going to say. Somewhere, I was going to say 2020.
20 in that time. Yeah. So now it's year round football. And guess what you can do in the summer? You can work with your kids in the summer.
Right.
And then they have, what do they have? They call them captain practices.
Mm-hmm.
So they have player run practices in the summer. So, I mean, I'm telling you, they're
pretty much practices.
When we won the national championship at LSU, now it's late January. We're on the road. We have a couple weeks to go on the road recruiting. We flew back on Thursday to do football school on Friday. And this is 1 week after the national championship game, and we're doing football school on the field lining up and going 1 week after the championship.
We're
going. And then, we did that in the morning, and we got on a plane, and we went recruiting, came back, flew back in, did football school. This is 1 week
after
we won the national championship. We're on the field with them. Yeah, it's in January, and we're on the field doing football school.
I get it. The first time I noticed it was right after COVID. We were doing these interviews at Husker Online with players. They're set up, and it was great. But I'd be talking to these guys, and it was in June, and they would be talking about their practice that day, and it hit me like, you guys are practicing.
Yeah, practice.
Oh yeah, we had practice. We had practice this morning.
Yeah, you have scripts.
Yeah,
you have scripts. Here's where we ran these plays.
That's when it hit me like, guys can kind of make moves during June.
That's why things can get a little out of whack during the season. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, we're not. You know, to stay laser focused at all time. I mean, you just go back. You can go through every team and go. Even last year, you can go back and look at scores. You'll just go through and go, whoa, what happened here? Well, they won, but what happened? Remember
beautiful.
What we looked like? It's painful.
But that's what we love, though. Yeah. Because it's not all predictable.
Yep.
The wild unpredictability is part of the is part of the appeal. It's a big part of the appeal. What's going on? What are you pointing at?
Nothing. Before I get to break, I want to make sure that there's a controversy at the house last night. Halo lights.
Oh boy!
I went to the fall. I went to fall last night. Went to fall colors. Still summer right now. Went to the
fall
there's
color?
The fall setting on the halo lights.
That's
I went
a little
to,
early for fall.
I know.
That's too early.
That's why
it's
there's
August.
Controversy.
It's August.
What's the colors?
Yellow, green, brown. It's interesting. Orange in there
ooh,
too.
Ooh, that is fall.
I'm not going back to it until September.
Yeah, we didn't do that, Jake. So whatever.
Well, I made the mistake. But
love halo lights.
HaloCustomLighting.com.
Change your life.
Get them today.
Yellow, green, brown.
Where do you see the LaRue's? You'll love
coming
it
soon. Bills Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.